Halacha, Simen Reish Samach Aleph, page 77. We have started with a Bris Mila. Bris Mila, we're up to Ois Beis. Okay, again, it's page 77. There are some more copies here. Only one more copy left. This is the gotta get back to the Yaakov one day. Okay, in the meantime, okay, page 77. Simon Reish Samach Aleph, Oitz Beis, Dover Pashal Hu, Shemokim Shein Bezim, the Ein Av, Hachiv Mutal Al Kol Yisrael. In a situation where there is no father, the father skipped town, and there is no Bezim like today. We don't really have a central authority today, a Bezim that's concerned that for all matters of the community. So who has the responsibility to make sure that every person has a bris mila? It's you. If you know that your neighbor has a child, and you have to intervene. You have to intervene and make sure, you know, he's a Jewish child, he has to have a bris mila. Ve'einav achiv mutul al kol Yisrael sheba'isei mokem lomoloi, to make sure that he has a bris mila. V'dachaksiv himol lochem kol zochar. The word lochem applies to the entire klal Yisrael. L'chol Yisrael nemra, you cannot mind your business. When it comes to bris mila, there's no minding your own business. El k'sheyesh bezin emela ha'deachiv Yisrael ala bezin. If there's a bezin, so of course, they're in charge. But if there is no bezin, so then you have to make sure. V'yesh l'estabek im bezin oy sharei Yisrael shebisham einim yichom la'amol biatzmam v'tzrichim lohitzi hoitzas l'shloach acher moyel im heima chayav lohitzi hoitzas. What's the halacha when it costs money? Okay, so until now we are discussing a situation where it's free. You have a next door neighbor, they're not religious, they have a baby. So you have a conversation with them. You have Jewish. You know you're Jewish. Maybe you should have a bris mila. So if it's free, it's free. So then the only question is, should they do it? Should they not do it? Because if you're a moyel, you're willing to do it for free. But what happens if you have to hire a professional? It's going to cost money. Who has the obligation to pay the money? Now, when it comes to the father, there is no question that it's the father's mitzvah, and the father has to pay whatever the father has an obligation to pay a moyel to do the bris mila when you can't get someone to do it for free. The ein moyel b'mekoyim, k'mo kol ha-mitzvah. It's like every mitzvah, you have to pay money to do the mitzvah. Aval bezdin, the ein ikar achiv aleihem, ela kesha'av lo mwalu. Im bichuyavin bazeh im laf. So you want to ask technical halacha. If the father has skipped town, and the ones that are now have the obligation is the bezdin, maybe when the Torah put upon the bezdin the obligation to make sure that every Jewish child has a bris mila, that's only in a situation where it's not going to cost anything. But if bezdin is going to have to make a collection and make an appeal to the community, we have to go higher, I need to collect $500 to go pay a moyel to do the bris mila, maybe the Torah did not go that far. Okay, didn't go that far, they have no obligation. What?
You said the organization, IBM.
Yeah.
International Bris Mila.
And they pay for it.
Yeah, well, they collect money.
They collect it.
They fly to Russia.
All over the place. Beautiful. Okay, so that obviously, so this is a very wonderful thing, but the question will be is, halacha l'maaseh, technically speaking, Ella Aval Bezin the Ain Ikra Achiv Alem Ella Kishav Loy Malu im Khim Hamazem Laf Ukitsas Raila Zemin Loy Chayav Sotaro Le Bezin Bipidina Ben Dubit Lega Av Ella Al Hak El Ella Sheyifte Hu Es Atzma Lichshe Yagdil Shmamina Dimokim Peseda Dimom Loy Chayav Es Toro Le Acherim. So he wants to suggest a Raya from Pidin Haben. By Pidin Haben there is no halacha. We have a situation where a person does not have a father, and no one is interested in redeeming the firstborn. The father runs away. Does Bezdin have an obligation to step in after 30 days and redeem the child? And Bezdin will collect the money and they'll give the kohen the 5 saloyim? The answer is no. It's not their problem. Bezdin doesn't have to do anything. Let this child become an adult, and when he's an adult, when he's 30 years old, he'll do it himself. It's not their problem.
Same thing goes for
Mila. So therefore, we can use that as a binyanav. Likewise, anytime there is an expense, money is to be paid. The Torah did not obligate other people to go through the expense of doing a mitzvah. When it comes to your personal mitzvah, you must pay whatever it costs. But to worry about someone else's mitzvah, Someone, so what? It's not your mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of Beis Din. It's the mitzvah of the father. The father is not here. It's the mitzvah of Beis Din. The Torah says the Beis Din should step in, but maybe the only going to step in when it's free. But Beis Din has to make a collection, maybe, just like Beis Din is not mechuyev to pidyon haben. Beis Din is not mechuyev to pay money, to collect money for a bris milah. So that is his suggestion. However, I disagree with this analogy. Beis Din must step in, and Beis Din has to make a collection to pay the moel. The moel is not allowed. Let's say he doesn't care. The moel. The moel doesn't
other
care.
Expenses.
Other expenses. Schar b'teila. Got to fly him in with schar b'teila. I have a good job. I'm a lawyer. I make $300 an hour. $1,000 an hour. You want me to do the bris milah? You got to pay schar b'teila. V'havi yetzlam k'chol ha-mitzvah sh'al gufam. Since the Torah does say that Beis Din must do it, the Torah goes out of its way and says mo lochem kol zachar. Even if it costs the Beis Din money, it's their duty. V'ein lemeidim b'pinyin haben. The tam ha-Torah nelemes me'meitanu. Do not compare one mitzvah to another mitzvah. The reasons of the mitzvahs are hidden from us. Period. V'im gam ha-Beis Din lo yimaluhu chayav lo l'satzma. Let's say the person is an adult and he realized that he does not have a bris milah. His father did not do it. His Beis Din did not do it. There's no question the person is not a kin. Listen, no one did it. My father didn't do it. The Beis Din didn't do it. So I get off scot-free. No such thing. He must do it himself.
What happens if he forgets? He's not free.
When he becomes aware, he has an obligation to make sure that it's done. Who im loy mol onush karas. If a person leaves this world without a bris milah, his neshama is in a lot of trouble. He's chayiv karas.
How about pidyon haben?
Pidyon haben also. He has to do it himself. Absolutely. That's a given. That's a given.
But he may not know that it wasn't done.
So if he so then we suffer.
He should know.
Enochanami has to do it misafik. If a pidyon haben does not know if he's not certain, he should do pidyon haben, but he will not make a baracha. He should do pidyon haben misafik. There were certain people, there were certain gedolei Yisrael that did pidyon haben multiple times in their life because they know today can say for sure that they are a koyein miyuchas. So when you give the five sloyim to a koyein, who says you're a real koyein? Maybe you're a fake, you're a phony. Who says that Yichus is authentic? So the Gedolei Yisrael that would give Pidyon HaBen to every coin that they knew in their entire, not every coin, but many Kohanim, until they came across a coin that can prove the authenticity of their Yichus.
When a lot of these boys who go on birthright,
yeah,
go to Asia, they realize that they never had a bris.
Pidyon haben, even a bris.
Even a bris.
And
a
chanami. That's right. That's right.
You talk about 17.
That's right. That's right.
A bris at that age.
That's right. Absolutely. Kishayag vuhu emloy mal anish karsk the sivya and aral zacha shalo yamul v'nichus hanef shahim yameha. So therefore, it's a very serious thing, and therefore a person has to make sure that it's done. Avo ha'ava bezin ein mechem chiv karis. Now he's pointing out that if the father fails to do a bris milah upon his son, the father does not get karis. The chiv karis is to the person himself, not to the one who is obligation. V'rak oivrim ba'aseh. If the father fails to do a bris milah on his son, he violates the mitzvah aseh and the bezin as well. The yesh mishakasav the kaidem eshim shan the kevod shein bezin shalmaylo ma'anshin pachus mi ben eshim loykin oiso the niftar kidekay malon kol chayve kreso shalaku niftar midei karis. The yisrael halacha that if a person is under 20 years old, does not have a bris milah, and he gets malchus, and they give him malchus, a theoretical situation, and the bezin gives him, he doesn't want to have a bris milah. Person is 18 years old. The Beis Din says to him, "You have an obligation to have a bris milah." And says, "I don't care. I will not have a bris milah." And the Beis Din takes him and they whip him, 39 malchus. He's potter, and then he dies, and then he lives 120 years, and he goes to Olam Ha'emes, and he did not die with a bris milah. So the first thing in Shemayim they'll say to him, "You died without having a bris milah." It's a chiyuv karis. So in the next world,
after he dies,
he didn't live to 120.
Karis, yes, Karis is in the next world. Karis is in this world and the next world, whatever it means. In Shemayim, there's Vin Karis. Okay, there's Misa, but there's Shemayim, there's Karis, whatever it means. So the person comes, until the person's last moment, he has an opportunity. You can't say the Schiv Karis in this world, because the person always has the opportunity until the very last moment, until he dies, to do the Bris Milah. There's always a possibility. But let's say a person leaves this world, so then there's no longer a possibility. So he comes to Shemayim, and in Shemayim they want to punish him with Karis, whatever that means, because no Bris Milah. So he can say, no, I'm not Chayav Karis. I got Malkois, Kol Chayvei Kresois, Sheloikin, Sheloikin, Niftorim Midei Krisuson. That's one of the reasons why the Maribe Rav desperately wanted to reinstate Smicha. It was a Maisa about 200 years ago in Eretz Yisrael when they wanted to reinstate the Smicha. Rambam says that all the Gedolei Yisrael will come together and agree to give Smicha to one individual, you can reinstate, you can resurrect the Koyach of Smicha. Why were they so desperate to do this? Because in that Kufa there were many Jews that were converted to other religions because of pacha, because of persecution. And the things that they did, of things that they did in their conversion, included being nida, v'chulu, there were many averos, chamuros, for which people were chayiv kares, and they could not live with themselves. So they wanted a tikkun, and the tikkun was malchus. Who will give malchus? Bezdin. You need a bezdin of smuchim, of dayanin, to give a proper malchus. So that was one of the main reasons why they very much wanted to reinstate the smicha. I don't remember the whole story, 200 or 300 years ago, in order that they can be a bezdin, so people who are chayiv kares can get malchus, and by getting malchus, there's not going to be any longer kares for that person. What? Possibly. If you do many chatorim, the bezdin evaluates how many malchus can you get. And the average person probably can't even get one set of malchus, because he wouldn't survive. So you'll be part of all the chayiv kresos. So it was a great idea. Only problem was that when they tried to reinstate the smicha, they did not include all the gedolei Yisrael. They only included Tzfas. What?
The bezdin is already tying him down to give him malchus.
Yeah.
They could have tied him down and give him a bris. He's tied down already.
As long as they're torturing him,
the mayor always had a solution.
He was no longer on
Yeah, okay, but let's say
him down ready to give him malchus. Why don't they give him the bris?
Okay, so theoretically speaking, by the way, there is a minig. I don't know if you've seen this. There are two minhagim that come from this. The Erev Yom Kippur. It's becoming popular now. It's becoming very popular. Go look online on the Jewish websites. Is to lie down Erev Yom Kippur, and the Gabbai takes off his belt. And he whips and he gives malchus, like a symbolic malchus. You ever see this?
Yeah, long time
ago. Erev Yom Kippur, in shul, you lie in shul after davening, after slichas, people they lie down on the floor, and the gabbai takes off gartel. So sometimes he's the gartel, sometimes they use a belt, leather belt. There are pictures, you can go online, type it in, you'll see pictures online, people doing this today, and it's a symbolic form of malchus. Call chayve kreso sheloikin niftarin midei kreso susa. Another symbolic thing that's done is the chever kadisha. The chever kadisha on a dead body, they also give malchus. What does that mean? I don't know how that works. What?
A bris. Yeah, anyone who dies.
Who did not have a bris.
Did not have a bris.
But let's say a person is a tzaddik, you know, a regular. And so there is such a minog. I don't know all the pratim. They do dalit misas bezin, skila sreif herik v'chenek. They do things that are symbolic of the dalit misas bezin. Yeah, they do things to the body that are symbolic of the dalit misas bezin. They tie. I don't know. I really don't know what it's about. They do things to the body that in case chas v'shalom this person was chayiv misa for doing an aver in his lifetime, he's dead already. I know. We know what these things mean. It's not done today. I don't think it's done today. 99%. Even special. If I'm not mistaken, I know of a misa. I don't want to say who. Of one of the gedolei Yisrael, he gave it salva. Gave it tzava, and part of the tzava was he wanted this done. He wanted it to be done to his guf. I think the Dalit Misas, this minuk, this very obscure minuk he wanted. And the Chever Kadisha, they went and they asked the Shaila, this was the tzava, and the psak was, no, don't do it. Even though he gave the tzava that it should be done, it's not the minuk ha'ilam, you don't do it. You know, that's what I remember this many years ago. It was a very bizarre thing. It's like, hey, I tell you, halacha l'maaseh, I don't know what goes on. But seemingly it's not done, but yet it's brought down in this farm such a thing, such an idea. Okay, so going back to Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi said, please, going back to Aruch HaShulchan, we have a very bizarre thing. We have over here, halacha, a very important halacha. There are two mitzvahs asay for which there is a chi of karis, not bringing a karban Pesach. Okay, that's why there's an obsession why people want to bring, even Bizman HaZed, throughout the ages, even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can theoretically still bring a Karban Pesach. If you know where the place of the Mizbeach is, and you can put on Big Day Kahuna, theoretically speaking, Bizman HaZed today, in the year 2017, you can bring a Karban Pesach. You go up to the Temple Mount, and you find the place of the Mizbeach, and you wear Big Day Kahuna from the Temple Institute. You go into the museum, you take the Big Day Kahuna, you make sure you're a Kohen. Even though you're Tameh, it's okay. Tomer, Hudra, Betzibar, and you have a Seh, and you follow all the rules. Theoretically speaking, you can bring a Karban Pesach. Why would that be an advantage? What, you don't see people running to bring a Karban Chatos. You don't see people running to bring a Karban Oila. Why? Because for Karban Pesach, there's a Chi of Kares. If you don't bring a Karban Pesach, there's a Chi of Kares. So therefore, it's serious business. So throughout the ages, people were desperate to reinstate the bringing of a Karban Pesach. Halacha l'maaseh, so there are many technical reasons why we still can't do it. We don't know the place of the Mizbeach, we don't have the Kuhnu, we have Kehanan. There are other reasons as well, other more fundamental reasons as well, we don't do Bizman HaZeh. But Mila is the only other mitzvah saseh for which it's not doing a bris mila is a chi of kares. So the person now the bris mila does not have a time limit. Pesach, once the day passes, once already passed the yudalit, it's too late. Avrazman, batul kurbanoi, it's triggered. But bris mila, a person can wait until the very last moment, 120 years, to do a bris mila. But if the person leaves this world without a bris mila, and he comes to Olam HaEmes, he's in trouble. So the person here says, listen, I don't got a problem because when I was 20 years old, whatever the situation was, Bezdin, they warned me to have a bris mila. I told them no, and they took me and they whipped me. They gave me malchus. And the rule is, kol chayve kresa shaloikin, the niftarin midei kresusan. So is this a valid excuse in Shemayim? And the person is in a thing, you know, think about it, a person is an adult, and he doesn't want to do a bris mila. He's afraid for whatever reason, whatever reason it is. I'd rather have malchus then have a bris mila. Will that spare him from kares? Will that spare his neshama from kares? Now, Rachman al Itzlan, there are nashim, they are not married, they have a terrible nisayon, which not for us to judge, and they at least don't want to be nichshol in nida, so they go to mikvah. They're not married, and they go to mikvah. Why? Even though what they're doing is 100% in Avera, to have a bias iser out of wedlock, it's a ma'isa kidesha, it's an asay, and it's a lois asay, but they'll go to mikvah. I don't want to be chayiv karis. I don't want to be chayiv karis for the need. That's why a lot of the mikvos, they inspect. Before you come to the mikvah, a woman has to, you have to be married. Yeah, if you're not married, then we're not coming over to facilitate, to allow people to do Averos. Why not? Why should that's a call of the Bezdin, because you know we're not here to help you do an Avera. But there is such a thing over here, a person as a Nisoyon, he does not want to have a bris mila for whatever the reason is. So if he gets Malchus, maybe that will save his soul from Karis. That is his dilemma.
The guy's an Orel.
Yeah.
And you know, because of his brothers, he doesn't have a bris mila, but then he dies. Does he get a
fish meal
on the grave side like a bear like the old baby does?
What's that again?
The guy's an aura.
Yes.
Because he has two brothers.
So Rav Meir said that the Chevra Kadisha does, they do a bris mila. He's not alive, it's not going to help him.
No, but after that.
The mitzvahs are. The mitzvahs are when you're alive. Okay, all of these things are not going to really make much of a difference.
The Agadah that says that someone who was boiled Kadanis.
Yeah.
His Arla comes back.
Right, yeah. Yesterday we learned that.
Right. So what do they do
when he... Alright, whatever these things mean. These things are all above our understanding. Let's go further.
So he has to get Malchus.
Let's continue where we're up to. We're in the middle over here in Eis Gimel. V'kaimolon kol chayvei kresos, right in the middle of Eis Gimel in Aruch HaShulchan. V'kaimolon kol chayvei kresos, shalaku niftaru midei kares. V'ein ay nevin klal. So here the Aruch HaShulchan says this does not make any sense to me whatsoever, this attempt to exempt, to free your soul from Koris by suffering Malchus. Chada, Din b'yodeinu l'kaifai mevmeir, exactly what you said. Once Bezdin already got him tied down, okay, tied down, to give him Malchus, they might as well tie him, they might as well do the Brismila. Chada, haloi b'yodeinu chadim b'yodeinu l'kaifai shiyamula, chadim b'yodeinu l'kaifai shiyamula s'atzmai, be'eza kefiya shuhu, any type of forcing, haloi anu m'chuyam l'kaifai, bein kaidim chaf, bein liachar chaf. If we can already force him, first of all, what is the distinction between before 20 years old, after 20 years old? What is Bezdin stepping in over here to give him Malchus? They're forcing him to give Malchus before 20, after 20. What difference does it really make? So it's very bechidish. This only shaykh when it comes to an achilas isur, eating chalev, or bechil Shabbos, or maybe nida. He did it one time. When he gets Malchus, Niskaper, he gets Kapara. Avol b'karis demila, getting Malchus is not going to save a person from the karis of not having a bris mila. Avol b'karis demila, mamoyel Malchus. Ha'isra karis loy nistalka menu. You can still do it. If a person ate chalev, so let bygones be bygones. It's over. You're not eating it again. The only question is you need kapar for what you did in the past. But mila, so kum the assay, you still have an opportunity to do the bris mila. So over here, like niskadakum menu actually yamul. Ein ikar lidvarim halalu. These words make no sense. Levad zel shach malchus b'mila b'pesach shein misasei. Another fundamental reason why it's not shach. The holy of malchus is for loisaseis. So we can take the loisasei of malchus and apply it to a loisasei of karis. But the chorus of Mila and Pesach is a chorus of an assay, not of a lois assay. Avul Hashem Hashem is assay because it's not bereish kreisos. For how the time Shulam Akos Kol Chayve Kreisos Shlaku Niftar Midei Kreisos and Zeb Belav Ukreist Belamid Vav Kreisos Shemitara Shehein Belois Assay. V'loi v'pesach u'mila shehein mitzvah saseh. So he's saying over here all these different reasons why this halacha, this concept, has absolutely no application to the situation of bris mila. Malchus will exempt you from karis only when it's in the past, not when you can still rectify the problem. It's only going to help you when it comes to an loi saseh, not when it comes to an assay. So therefore, it's not going to make any difference. Okay, so that is this. So let's go to the next halacha. Halacha, last page. I better remember tomorrow to make the handouts. Okay, next page. Next halacha is Kosav Harama. Perek Aleph, Mimila, Din Days. The Kol Yoim V'Yoim, everything Mishiyav Olav, Mishiyagdil V'lo Yomul, Asatzmech Harehu, Harehu Ovar, Harehu Vatel Mitzasasei, Yom Vatel Sasei, Avalin Chayv Koris at Shiyomas. The Rambam says every single that you allow to go by without having a bris mila, you're on a mitzvah say, but the chi of kares only comes at the after a person dies in the next world. V'hu orel b'mezit ad kan l'shaneh. What does this mean in detail? Beyur devadav. Mira. The explanation of his words is as follows: the hachi kama the mitzvah say oiver b'chol yoim af she'achakach mol esatzmai mikol mokom kol yoim shloim mol over b'yasei hachamura. Hachamura, asay the chorus. So he's saying it's a mu'uvas she'enoy yochol liskan. Don't think that if I'll have a bris mila when I'm 80 years old, so retroactively, I've never done an aver my entire life. If for all those years, from the time you're 13 until you're 80 years old, you do not have a bris mila, b'meiz it. You had an opportunity to do so and you chose not to do so, All of those days, there's going to be a violation of a mitzvah say. You cannot get away from the sin that has been committed. You need to do tshuva for that avera. But the kores, the din kores, that is only triggered when a person dies. Avul kores bepoil in the chayv ad shiyamas. The eich efshar l'doimei bekores. How can you judge him bekores? You can't say chayv kores now. Shema mochar yomul. Maybe tomorrow I'll have a bris mila v'chayv. Period. The chi of karis ain't ella kishloy mol klal kol yimei chayov, and he dies.
V'chein kasar rabbeinu ba'alei ha'tosfos b'makos v'zeh lashon de holy olam lo yispar shehei b'koros ad shiyamos. It's not clear that a person who does not have a smilas chayav koros until he dies, the olam every single day of his life, yachol lomol atzmai v'lifto mikoros ad kan l'shoinai. Aval kish sheyesh oynish koros olav. But however, in every single day, any moment that he delays, he's chayav, he's mevatel an asay, the asay of the koros. V'zeh shekosar Rambam shemevatel mitzvah sasay k'loimar mitzvah sasay the koros he's chayav. V'haynu hach. It's exactly what we said before. The Torah disagrees. The Torah disagrees with the Rambam. So basically he's saying that according to the Torah is saying that he's chayev kores in his lifetime. He's chayev already kores in his lifetime, which has a nafka meaning because kores means being cut off in this world and being cut off in the next world, which technically, theoretically speaking, means that a person has kares, he can die young. Rachmana litzlan. So if a person chooses when he's young not to have a bris milah, that can theoretically mean, speaking, have an effect that he will die prematurely before this time was destined to die. He was meant to live 100 years, and he chooses not to have a bris milah, that can have an effect that he'll die before he's 60 years old, or before he's 50 years old. According to the Rambam, impossible. According to the Rambam, a person cannot possibly die prematurely because of not doing a bris mila. Because kares can only be triggered after he dies in this instance. So it's impossible. But not according to the Torah. The Torah says, no, every single day that you delay, there is already kares. And the kares can have an effect even when you're alive. Ulania staiti. According... What? No, so there's two types of chorus. Chorus of the life in this world and chorus of the neshama in the next world, which we have absolutely no understanding of what that means. But that's what Chazal say. Chazal say there's a difference between chorus and misa bidei shamayim. All over in the Gemara talks about two different types of spiritual deaths. Chorus and misa bidei shamayim. There are many, and everyone struggles. What exactly is the difference between these two? So the simplest understanding is that Misa Bidei Shemaim is only in the next world, not in this world. What does that mean? No one knows. Kares is both. There is a potential to suffer in this world, and there's also the next world. But if a person already, sometimes a person can get away with it. And he doesn't suffer in this world, but then the kares of the next world is still there. That's the basis. So therefore, that's what it means to some degree. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ulania staiti gam kavona sarambam ken. According to the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan, he wants to say the truth is that there is really no disagreement between the Torah and the Rambam. The Rambam really agrees to this principle as well, that the kares already has here in this world. Ken hu v'aseihu iser kares v'gam harayvit hisigolav v'ken u'dvareinu osi shapir. He basically wants to say that's what the Rambam really means. When the Rambam says zechiv aseh of kares, it doesn't just mean the aseh. It means the person is playing with his life. The person is playing with his life, and that there can theoretically be a kares in this world that can die prematurely, rachmanel son, in this world as well. So here he quotes over here one opinion that kares is only in this world. There is no kares in the next world. The ein ze hasaga, that's not correct. Debevadei kame mine karesus. There are many types of kares. Yesh shaharei ena anuroyim rishoyim gumurim shoyim al kama karesus. Umaskinim, we see there are wicked people who violate every halacha in the book, and they live long lives, successful lives. So obviously, the Kabbalah Torah says the chayiv kares. What do they have done? Obviously, for them, the kares is in the next world. El abal karachach kane kama mine kresus yesh. Period. Uman solik leela. Who has gone to heaven to come back and tell us what's going on? The Rambam peruches meshuvas din hey kosa mafurish deikar karesu loilam haba. Ayin Shah Mikaris is the next world. Okay, so this is the aside. So what do we take out of this Sifkatan? We take out of this Sifkatan is that violating the mitzvah of Bris Milah the punishment is Kares. Big question. Kares, this type of Kares is unique because the person has the ability to rectify it until the very last moment of his life. Does that mean that every single moment when he was alive, he's not in violation? Absolutely not. Without question, every moment he's over on a mitzvah saseh of not doing a bris milah. That is a severe thing, especially since that mitzvah saseh is a very high level, being that it's connected to karis. And we have here a dilemma. We have here a dilemma. What appears simply to be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tor, not, maybe yes, is that maybe even every moment that he does not do bris milah, he's already in this world chayiv kares, which means his life is in jeopardy. Because kares also, there are many types of kresos. One of the kresos includes the concept of Rachmana Litzlan dying prematurely, and he's putting his life in jeopardy. Is that true or not true? That, he says, is a dilemma between the Rambam and the Tor. What exactly did the Rambam mean? And the Rambam agrees to the principles of the Tor that already has been triggered in this world. Ois, hey. Ein molin bino shel adam biyoim hashmini shloi midaitoi. Shoy mitzvah didehu, it's his mitzvah v'lemibayi im hu be'atzma yochol liyos mol el afilu enoi moyel hu yase mol achar l'shliach u'shluchoi kemoisai. It's the eighth day. It's the eighth day of the baby's life. The one who has the mitzvah is the father of the child, and no one has the right to step in and do the bris milah, period. And even if the father of the child is not a moyel, it's his mitzvah, it's his zuchus. He is the one who will appoint an agent to do the mitzvah on his behalf. Va'afilim avru kama shos. Now here is a nafkamina. Let's say the father is in this, now he brings this down, he has in the piskate, in psakim u'teshuvas, he has a lot of variation of this child. What happens if the father is not here? Okay, you have a baby, the baby is 8 days old, and the father is out of town, and we don't know where he is. We don't know, is he coming back? So what's the dilemma? I want to do the bris milah right now, 7 o'clock in the morning. I have all of my tools, I have my knife, I'm all ready to go. So the family says, wait a minute, just because it's 7 o'clock in the morning, it's a long summer day, maybe the father will come back, the sunset is 8 o'clock. So let's wait until 13 hours, let's give the father another 13 hours until he'll come back from whoever he'll be to do the bris milah. So the answer is that it's correct. The answer is that we wait for the father, we give him the benefit of the doubt because it's his mitzvah and he has still until sunset, so no one has a right to step in at this moment early in the morning and do the bris milah. Even though we know the mitzvah is a satsma, the mitzvah is rizemagdimim le mitzvah, is lemila. What?
He's not here.
But he might come. He knows. We know for a fact that he knows he had a child. We know that. We know for a fact that he knows that he had a baby and he knows that today is the eighth day. It's his mitzvah. So you have no right to deny a person his mitzvah. When the father comes and he appoints an agent, shaluchai shall work with the principal, shaluchai shall adam kemaisa, it's to his credit. By me doing the mitzvah, I'm taking away his mitzvah. Oh, but I'm going to do it now early in the morning. Zrizim akdim le mitzvah. The father's not here. It doesn't matter. It's not your problem. It's his mitzvah. You have to wait. Just because the father is lazy, he may not come until 7, 8 o'clock at night. Doesn't matter, you have no right to step in. Unless you know for sure that he's not coming back, then the next day, if the father does not come back the whole day, then Bezdin steps in and does it. Of course, I feel about Karcha even against his will. It's a knas. Let's say someone does step in and does the bris milah 7 o'clock in the morning, and 12 o'clock the father shows up and says, "Who got a chutzpah? It's my mitzvah. How dare you do the mitzvah 7 in the morning?" So the father is right, and the moyel has to give the father 10 gold coins. A knas. Asara zuhuvim. What are 10 gold coins worth? I don't know. There's probably some calculation, one of these modern sfarim which figures out what it's worth. It's probably a lot of money. Could be maybe even a few $1,000. Okay, an ounce of gold today is over $1,000. So how much is a gold coin? A gold coin, what's the smallest gold coin? How much does the smallest gold coin weigh?
A tenth of an ounce.
An
I don't think there are no more gold.
But theoretically, if you were to make a coin out of gold, how much would it weigh, theoretically speaking?
How big you make it?
A small coin. An ounce?
Make it paper thin. No,
ounce is a lot.
An ounce is a lot?
Think of size of a quarter. That's how big it's going
to be. All right, whatever it is, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. It's a knas. 10 gold coins. You'll tell me, we don't collect knasos. You need a real bezdin. We don't collect knasos. But you still have an obligation to give the knas. No one's going to come knocking on your door demanding the knas, but you still have a moral obligation to pay the knas. The bezman hazeh ein goyvim knas, zerak if I senu. He says, ein goyvim knas, zerak if I senu. So he's saying over here, I saw in the Pesach Teshuva, so you have to give it. He says over here different. He says, ye mefayisim. Okay, you don't have to give the money, but you have to still go and make up with him. You have to appease him by giving him something. If you can do it yourself, this we discussed yesterday in detail, it's your mitzvah, the father should do it himself. He writes, look what he writes, it's very controversial, okay? Again, the controversy. Anything that says mitzitza, all of the players and this have extracted every Maimon Chazal everywhere to bring rais back and forth. Aruch HaShulchan says
less than $90.
What?
Canadian 1/20th ounce gold maple leaf is less than $90.
One twentieth of an ounce.
Yes.
Is $90.
Canadian
$90. Because an ounce is over $1,000, so it makes sense. Ach mitzitza. So 10 of those is $1,000, approximately $1,000. Ach mitzitza yochal in liachadim mitzitza mitzvah misamila elo libriya savlat. Okay, you see what it says here? It says over here that there's no inyan for the father himself to do the mitzitza, because the mitzitza is not a chelik of the mitzvah. Okay, are these words not controversial? It's only for the brios, the health of the vlad. And therefore, you can give it to someone else to do. Omnam im ha'achar moil toy mimenu, oy shecharat shema, if the moil is better than the father, oy shecharat shema b'nei tivo yikalkel, who'll make a mistake, vadai diyitain li'achar lomol, best thing is less than one else, the bismillah, v'nirli, d'ba'adav ha'pasha, shehu b'derech v'lo yamtenu olav klal, b'yam ha'shmin b'boiker, av shev shel tshuva b'kama shos, ach ein ha'minikain, d'indoikin v'hamten ad ala av. The minig is, the father is on the road, so first he says, don't wait for the father, because the father may never show up.
Are we obligated to take the baby to the father?
To the father, no. It's not necessarily in the best interest of the baby. Not healthy for the baby to take the baby running over the baby. I don't know. I guess every situation is different. But he writes over here, Ach ein ha'minikain d'noigim. What? Oh, to bring the baby to prison. Interesting idea. So maybe that might be an inyan. It might be an inyan for the father, for his mental health, to give him some... peace of mind. I don't know. Good Shiloh. But he writes over here. The minig over here is the noigim. The minig is the noigim lahamtin ala av afilu chatzay sayam. He writes here the minig olami is to wait for the father to come until chatzay. It's 12 o'clock. Well, the nias daiti ein neken. It's not so. The shri mitzvah loy meshinin vaday the zesh shekosel the lamacha molin b'leidas ha'av. Vad the gam b'yom shashmini stemel erev molin b'leidaito lav dafka. The next day you can do it already at the end of the day. The bezin can step in. Ella shi efshel et samsem du'ula ha'av yomol oisah stemel erev yimemel the yeshar al lamachar. He just points out that the father is at the very end of the day. Should we wait until the next day, or should we give the father until the very last moment? That's a shaila. But he writes over here, there are different minhagim. He presents the minhagim of how long we're going to wait for the father to come. We want to make sure the meal is done. One more halacha, we want to finish up. Izvav, v'kas rabbeinu harama, sha'av einu yodei lamal v'yesh b'kan moil sheinu roitzel lamal b'china. Rak b'sheshchar. The moil wants money. He wants a lot of money. How much they charge today? About $500?
More? 600,
700?
Look at the kid.
Okay, I'm from a different generation. V'yesh kan moil she'en ha'reitz ha'lomo.
I start going up.
B'chinam. Rak b'schar. Yesh lebezdin ligor b'moil. Okay, the bezdin has to shout. Has to give most of the moil. Ki'ein zedarkon shol zera avram. Okay, it's not derech eretz for the moil to demand to hold up the family for money. The adraba, it used to be the olden days that the moil would pay money to have the zuchus to do the bris milah. You should know in some shuls, you should know balei kriya the beis hakneses. It's all a matter of supply and demand. In some places, no, they're very desperate. They'll pay $300. Irish shul, they pay $300 a week. Okay, I think in the Hamptons, they pay even more money. They pay an enormous amount of money for a balei kriya to like. And besides, they'll come. They'll put you up in a 5-star house with your own apartment and a whole food and meals. So that itself is worth a lot of money to have the meals, and they'll provide transportation. Plus, they'll give you a nice. And in some shuls, there are so many people who want a lane, and it's so chashuv to lane. People will bid an auction. Who the zechus to lane will go to the highest bidder. So people will pay. I'll pay $300 to have the zechus to lane. So it's all a matter of how much you machshav the mitzvah. In olden days, people would pay money. By the way, it used to be that the tzaddik, okay, we're running out of time. The tzaddik used to be the one who had to pay for the bris. By giving tzaddikos, you give tzaddikos to a gevir, because the tzaddik, the minhag olam was the tzaddik paid for everything. He paid for the mail, and he gave money for the parents to buy a new stroller, a $700 stroller, and to buy a new designer clothing for the baby, and to buy tefillin, $2,000 tefillin. So the tzaddik, today that's not the way it's perceived. Today the tzaddik doesn't give money. It's not so. People who know the halacha, the tzaddik gives a present. That is a respectable minhag even bisman hazeh. You don't pay. You don't give an enormous thing. But if a person gives you tzaddikos, I do believe the right thing to do is to give a very nice gift to the parents for giving you the kavod of tzaddikos. I believe that still to be the minhag. You don't always hear about it because grandparents are anyway paying all the bills. But if stam, you're not a grandparent. You're just a friend, and someone gives you tzaddikos, that is supposed to be the proper thing to do, is to give a very nice gift. Okay, let's finish up over here. If the moel refuses to do the bris milah for free, doesn't have money to pay him, then bezin steps in. Bezin can force a person to do the bris milah. They hire a professional moil. He does all the milos in the city.
He doesn't do anything else.
Nothing else. It's very good. Okay, his society was a problem. Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of moilim today. A lot of moilim, but there were times when there were not too many moilim to be found, and it became a big problem. Who's going to pay the moil? And it was a problem, obviously. All right, we'll stop over here, take a very short break, and then we're going to discuss Parshas Hamon.